This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. In Texas this week, more than 400 children from the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints, that's the FLDS, the polygamous sect, more than 400 of them have been relocated to foster care around Texas after separation from their mothers. Texas police removed the children from their compound near San Angelo, Texas, 3 weeks ago after authorities feared older men on the ranch were marrying and impregnating underage girls.
Earlier, we spoke with one of the mothers. Her name is Janet Nielsen.
I have 5 children out there. They're just scattered clear across Texas.
How old are they?
They range from 16 down to 9.
If I may ask, how old are you?
51.
What are you planning to do now?
I'm planning on doing anything I need to do to get those children back. I have to walk across Texas to find them. They need their mothers, all of them.
How were the children when they left? Were they scared to leave you?
Oh, they were terrified. We had to literally pry them off of us to get them to go be questioned. And these were teenage girls. These were 14, 15, 16-year-olds that were clinging to us, and they were begging us, don't send us.
So you have 3 teenage daughters?
I have 1 teenage son, 2 teenage daughters, and then an 11-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter.
The teenage daughters are the ones the state seems to be most concerned about in terms of possible sexual abuse.
My daughters, I don't have any concerns because they're not involved in anything like that. I haven't broken any laws, neither have my children. But we've been lump-summed into this whole program, and it's just a little bit, makes me very anxious to get them back because we haven't done anything. They've not been sexually abused whatsoever.
Do you know of any underage girls who were forced to marry or who did marry older men and had children?
I have no personal knowledge of it whatsoever.
Not one?
I truly do not have any personal knowledge. If I see someone that's expecting a baby, I don't know how old she is. I don't know how old her husband is.
But you've lived on the ranch for how long?
Many months, several months. And then I left for a little while, and then I came back for a few more months.
How long have you been a part of the FLDS?
All my life.
There have been several well-publicized accounts charging that one of the central tenets of the FLDS is this so-called spiritual marriage, these underage girls being married to older men. And I'm talking about in court testimony in the Warren Jeffs trial, for example, in a memoir published by a woman who left the church, in another book by John Krakauer, Under the Banner of Heaven. All of these accounts have painted a church that not only encourages this, but practices this regularly. And from what you're telling me, you say you've never seen any of this? And you've lived there all your life?
Never. Our issues here, though, is not necessarily that, is trying to get our children back.
But that is the issue why you don't have your
children. Because, like I said, I have not broken any laws. Mm-hmm. My children haven't broken any laws. And most of them, it's like we've just been swept up off the face of the earth in allegations that have not been investigated and allegations that are not verified before they even came on the ranch and should have been legally. The phone call, whatever started this whole thing, was never investigated, which by law should have been. If there is anything like that, the numbers are so few compared to any other community where those numbers are just skyrocketing now. And yet there's no drug abuse, there's no alcohol abuse, there's no physical abuse, there's no neglect. Anything else is just alleged.
How old were you when you were married?
20.
20?
Almost 21.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest daughter is married and she was 20.
Your oldest daughter?
Yes.
So how many children do you have in total?
Well, I just have the 5 that I'm concerned about right now.
But you said you have an older daughter who's 20?
Yes.
Are there more?
Yes.
Does your daughter have any children?
Yes, she has 1. He's 2.
And was she also taken off the ranch and
yes.
Separated from her child?
Yes.
Child Protective Services has indicated that they would like you and the other mothers to undergo counseling.
Yes, if that's what they say, that's what we'll do.
And to get an apartment and move off the ranch?
That's what they're asking us to do.
Would you do that?
Yes, I would. I was talking to my attorney just yesterday, and I said that very thing. I will do whatever it takes to get those children back. Tell me what I've done wrong, and I'll correct it, fix it, get those children back. And she said, honestly, Janet, I don't know what you have done wrong, so I don't know what you need to do to fix it. And yet my children are step by step taken in their lives further and further away from me. And it's just a little bit exasperating, because every step CPS takes, they're not letting us know what we need to do. There's no mediation. They won't hardly let our attorneys talk to the children. They were trying to get into the Coliseum and being warded off and separated from their clients.
Would you, if you had to, would you turn your back on the FLDS, leave the ranch for good, if it meant reuniting with your children?
Well, the ranch, I mean, it's already broken up and disassembled. I mean, what else does CPS have to do to us? I mean, they said that the faith was not even the issue. What is? If we say we won't let our daughters get married till after they're 18 and that's legal age, what more does CPS want? If we need to sign papers, what more do they want? If that satisfies them, why can't we just live our religion in a free country? Because we want our children back, and we want to do whatever steps they ask us to take. From my standpoint, every single issue we have tried to address with CPS and just trying to get our children back, they have shown absolutely zero mercy. It's interesting how a human being can be programmed like that.
Thank you for sharing your story, Janet. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Janet Nielsen. She's among the mothers who lived on the polygamist compound in Texas. Her children and more than 400 others are in the custody of Texas child welfare officials.